From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The latest jobless figures from the Labor Department show unemployment unchanged last month from January at 9.7%. Employers cut a smaller than expected 36,000 jobs. We have a report from NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
Forecasts had predicted some potentially heavy job losses for February, particularly because the heavy snowstorms hit big urban areas on the East Coast. Instead, the narrower losses left the unemployment rate unchanged at 9.7%. And it's not clear what kind of impact the blizzards had on employment or hours worked. Construction lost the most jobs, while temporary jobs were added. Still, the nation's challenge is that the economy is not creating jobs for those looking for full-time work. There are still nearly 15 million people unemployed, not including those who might have given up looking for work altogether. About 40% of those have been out of work for more than 6 months. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
NPR has learned that the Obama administration is close to a decision on moving the trial of the admitted mastermind of the 9/11 attacks to a military court. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Sources tell NPR that the administration will likely put Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other 9/11 defendants on trial in a military commission. The White House, for its part, has said that the final decision has not yet been made. But people familiar with the discussion said that it looks like the five men will be tried in a military court. Details are still sketchy, but it's likely that civilian lawyers will be able to take part in the trial. The men would be flown from the prison in Guantanamo Bay to wherever the commission would be set up. It's unclear where exactly that will be. The decision, if made, is a stunning reversal. Attorney General Eric Holder announced back in November that the five would be tried in a criminal court in New York. Opposition to that plan has made the administration rethink its position. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Police at the Pentagon say they are learning more about the man they suspect opened fire at an entrance to the nation's defense headquarters last night and wounded two security officers. Here's Pentagon Security Chief Richard Keevil.
It appears he's had some issues in the past. He has had a couple of contacts with the law. He's a very well-educated individual.
But Keevil says one thing that's not clear is a motive. The man identified as John Patrick Bedell died after the exchange of gunfire. Keevil says he was heavily armed and over a few weeks' time had driven to the Washington, D.C. area from California where he lived. Two strong aftershocks hit the earthquake-stricken city of Concepcion in Chile today. Witnesses reported people running from buildings into the streets. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 91 points at last check, the NASDAQ Composite up 24, the S&P 500 up 11. This is NPR News. Israeli police and Palestinians throwing rocks clashed after Friday prayers in Jerusalem's Old City today. Linda Gradstein has a report. At least 13 Palestinians and 15 Israeli police were injured.
An Israeli police spokesman said the clashes began after a sermon on Israel's recent decision to include two West Bank holy sites on a list of Israeli national heritage sites. He said Palestinians threw rocks from the Al-Aqsa Mosque toward Jews praying below at the Western Wall Plaza. Israeli police entered the site, which Jews call the Temple Mount and Muslims the Noble Sanctuary, to stop the rock throwing. The demonstrators retreated into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and officials of the Muslim religious authority, the Waqf, calmed the situation. Palestinian medics said at least 13 Palestinians were wounded, one a woman who was injured seriously by a rubber bullet. About 15 Israeli policemen were also wounded. Clashes spread to several other sites in the West Bank, but there were no serious injuries reported. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown tells a British inquiry on Iraq today that despite faulty intelligence leading up to the Iraq War, he still believes the decision to invade Iraq in 2003 was correct.
In my view, the world community is justified in taking action where international obligations, in this case accepted by Iraq at the end of the Kuwait-Iraq War, were not being honored.
But Brown also says he thinks leaders have learned they must be more sure about the nature of intelligence received and the credibility of its sources. Brown is heading into a tough election. He was Britain's finance minister in 2003. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.